Isaiah chapter 18. Woe to the land shadowing with wings, which is beyond the rivers of Ethiopia. The land that sends ambassadors by the sea, even in vessels of bulrushes upon the waters, saying, Go, ye swift messengers, to a nation scattered and peeled, to a people terrible from their beginning, a nation measured out and trodden down, whose land the rivers have spoiled. All you inhabitants of the world and dwellers on the earth, look, when he lifts up an ensign on the mountains, and when he blows a trumpet, you listen. For so Yahweh has said to me, I will take my rest, and I will consider in my dwelling place like a clear heat upon herbs, and like the cloud of dew in the heat of harvest. For before the harvest, when the bud is perfect, and the sour grape is ripening in the flower, he will cut off both the sprigs with pruning hooks, and take away and cut down the branches. They will be left together to the fowls of the mountains and to the animals of the earth, and the fowls will summer upon them, and all the animals of the earth will winter upon them. In that time will the present be brought to Yahweh of hosts of a people scattered and peeled, and from a people terrible from their beginning, a nation measured out and trodden underfoot, whose land the rivers have spoiled, to the place of the name of Yahweh of hosts, the Mount of Zion. End of chapter.